Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Starts it week one. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia with me today. Oh, my boys, Derrickson. It's Derrick Brown, a.k.a. the King of Bros, D-Bro. And, of course, he is all dressed to get on the bus because he's got a game this afternoon. It's Andrew Erickson, Mr. Big Pod Energy. He's rocking the collared shirt and the jersey because he goes to a prep school somewhere in Massachusetts. You can see it on the YouTube channel. And today, we've got actual football. That's right. We are here. We are ready to talk NFL. We are recording here Thursday afternoon. The game is Thursday night between the Rams and the Buffalo Bills, but we're all about the starts and the sits. It's the first official start-sit show of the year, and we could not be more excited to help you get to all of that. Before we get into all this, we want to remind you, if there's a player we didn't hit here on the show for some reason, you're in luck because we've got the Start Sit Assistant over at Fantasy Pros to make setting your lineup super easy. You can update your team's lineup straight from the Start Sit Assistant without even visiting your league host. It's incredible. And it's all the way over there on fantasypros.com/myplaybook. So I told everybody, all my teams are on there. I know all the boys' teams are on there. Make your life easier. Stop sweating all this stuff. Look at the Start Sit Assistant. Look at my playbook. Look at all of the tools that we have to help make your life easier. And if you want to upgrade all of those tools that we have over at Fantasy Pros, you can do that right now. Still, it's still going on at fantasypros.com/offers. So get in that today. 6 free months when you make a deposit. One of our partner sites, you get the premium Fantasy Pros package for 6 months. And then you can have that Start Sit Assistant all to yourself, along with all the other people you're playing with in your leagues probably as well, because we know they're using them. We're so popular here at Fantasy Pros nowadays, and it's because of all of you. So just shout out to all of you. I'm very excited. I'm so grateful to have all of you listeners here who've been hanging out with us, all of our people on Discord who are hanging out with us, talking football. This is what we live for. This is why we're here. And today we're going to break them down for you. We're going to give you the starts and sits a little different than last year, but still all of the goodness with just less calories. It's going to be fantastic. So we're going to start with the running backs here, and the running backs, Derrick Brown is going to take us through. So D-Bro, let's start with the good before we get to the bad and the ugly. Give me the guys that you are excited, that you think are worthy of starting this week at the RB position.
Two guys are at the top of my list for this week. And look, they might not be at the top of your list, but I'm telling you, they need to grace your lineups. First one being Chase Edmonds. I have him at RB22. Talked about him all offseason. I love this matchup. The Patriots were hot garbage versus running backs last year. Highest yards after contact per attempt in the NFL. Ninth most rushing yards. And Chase Edmonds is going to catch passes against a team that was 29th in DVOA. So sign me up for all of that. As long as we get good reports of his health going into Sunday, top 24, locked in running back. The other one, I'm going to go a little bit down the board for this one. Mm-hmm. The starting running back for the New York Jets, not Breece Hall. I think it's Michael Carter, baby. And look, the Jets showed us this in the preseason. In week three, he played more snaps than Breece Hall, ran more routes. And I want you to gravitate to the routes portion of this, because the Ravens gave up big plays to running backs last year, especially in the passing game. And that's what I want to highlight, because Joe Flacco, we know he's not running. He's going to check it down to Michael Carter, and he is going to chew up yards against a defense that was 30th in DVOA and allowed the 7th most receiving yards to running backs, despite they were 21st in receptions. So it's like, you catch a few passes, you take it for 11 yards versus Baltimore. And for Michael Carter, that's what we want. He's going to be a flex play, and a high-end flex play at that, Joe.
Yeah, agreed. So let's talk about the deep dive guy we want to talk about. So I understand, especially Michael Carter here in this scenario, especially in those deeper leagues too, where I think people are kind of trying to figure out what to do. It makes a lot of sense to look at Carter. Who's another guy that really for you is a big time play this week?
Well, I'm going to get Andrew's thoughts on this one, and people might have to, you know, you're going to have to pinch your nose a little bit. I get it, but he's going to put up points. He's probably going to be my bold prediction write-up on the site for this week, and I love Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He is my RB21. Consensus is lagging a little bit. They need to come up. RB28 and ECR. And the thing is that, look, we all like Patrick Mahomes, and we love the matchup for him through the air this week. But if he doesn't get there and smash this week, it's because CEH did. Versus a Cardinals team that last year, 31st and 27th in second level in open field yards, they allowed the 7th and 3rd. They were 7th and 3rd. Let me phrase this right. In yards per carry and yards after contact per attempt allowed, CEH, we could see him ball out in week one. Nobody sees it coming, but I think he's a top 24 running back, and I will be slotting him in as an RB2. In a lot of leagues, you probably drafted him as an RB3, so plug him in the flex and let's go.
Well, this is one of the big conversations. Andrew and I just finished up the live stream start sit, which you can check out on our YouTube channel every single, what's today? Thursday, right? That's the day that we're in, that we're doing that at 12:30 Eastern. And we just had a big conversation about this Chiefs offense. And Andrew, we were talking about, and I made the equivalent to, this is old school Drew Brees, where he's going to throw for 5,000 yards just to know who it's going to. We talked about all the different receivers on the start sit show, but here we're talking about a running back. Is Clyde Edwards-Helaire potentially the matchup play that you want to exploit this week as a must start?
I think so. I mean, what's not to like about the matchup? You look at offensive line versus defensive line. The Cardinals don't have a strong defensive line. And actually, PFF on their O-line D-line matchup chart has this as the third best matchup in the trenches, favoring the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs totally revamped their offensive line in 1 year after that disaster in the Super Bowl, and that's going to benefit CH. So it's funny because you can be down on guys in draft season. You know, I was down on CH in draft season, but that all changes in this 1 week sample size where you have this one game. And in this game, CH is a strong RB2 play. And the only question marks are, okay, is he going to get the majority of red zone touches? And I mean, just based on how the backfield is shaking out, okay, maybe he doesn't see a lot of work on receiving downs with Jerick McKinnon, but if they're in the goal line, it's probably going to be CH getting the ball. So in a high scoring offense, good game environment, I think CH has got to be in your lineups.
All right. So Chase Edmonds is a start. Michael Carter is a start, and CH is a start for the guys. Let's flip the script here, D-Bro. Let's go to the sit guys here. Who are you starting with that you don't feel good about in your lineup this week in week one?
This man is entering Wolf City. I cannot touch David Montgomery. There's no way, man. RB27 in my ranks, RB23 in ECR. I'm probably going to bump him a little bit lower as we get closer to Sunday as well. The San Francisco 49ers run defense is elite. I mean, last year, second in adjusted line yards and second level yards. They are not allowing big plays or, well, any plays at all, because they allowed the 7th fewest rushing yards. And even if you're like, well, maybe David Montgomery gets checkdowns, San Francisco is 4th in DVOA versus running backs. So good luck there. Yeah, not about that life.
Yeah, and game script doesn't seem to be going their way either, potentially, in this game, as we talked about last night, you and I.
Yeah, in the Discord, baby. It was lit. You, me, and
Boggs. Discord was fire. Stages after dark on Discord with Boggett and myself. We actually, Derek Brown popped in for the madness.
Crash
and
it the party,
was,
man.
It was a party, but that's what I keep telling everybody. Hang out on Discord. It's Wednesday nights. We're talking football. I mean, crazy stuff. Great laughs, great football talk, all that stuff. And look, this is not a good game here for potentially anybody on the Bears, which we did touch on. But David Montgomery's here makes a lot of sense. Who's another guy that makes a lot of sense to leave on the bench?
Okay, so hype season, again, Andrew's talking about things change when the lights come on and it's week one. Hype season needs to press the brakes, and you're going to hate it, people. I get it, because you probably drafted him in the third or fourth round if you're insane. Damian Pierce needs to be a guy you need to consider sitting. And yes, let that soak in for a second, but I have him as RB33, RB26 in ECR. The Indy is a terrible matchup on the ground. Look, they're fourth in second level yards, 11th in open field yards, and eighth lowest rushing touchdowns and rushing yards last year. The only silver lining is they were bottom five against receiving backs, but we don't know. And Pierce, yes, he's been named the starter. And I know Lovey has come out and said he's number one on the depth chart. We could still see Rex Burkhead, as much as we don't want to see Rex Burkhead. He could be a thing, especially on passing downs for a rookie making his first start in the NFL. And if the Colts shut him down on the early downs and he doesn't get the passing work, you could be staring at your lineup at the end of the week and saying, why did I draft Damian Pierce in the fourth round?
Well, look, I think we all have, I think, cautious optimism when it comes to Damian Pierce long term here.
Yeah,
this I like one, him long term. This is a tough out of the gate matchup. This was also a player, Andrew, that came up a ton just now in the live stream we just did on the YouTube channel. And a lot of the things I found, Andrew, was it was between Damian Pierce and maybe some of those one-off wide receivers, the MVS category of wide receivers. Like, then we were like, yeah, okay, you start Damian Pierce. But when it started to go against like more of the AJ Dillon type guys and guys like Kareem Hunt, Tony Pollard, then we were more on that and off of Pierce. So do you agree with Derek here that Pierce might be a little bit more dangerous than people realize in this first start?
Yeah, I think he's really risky. And you're just kind of looking at the scopes of the situation. They're 8-point dogs, you know, and Damian Pierce has yet to establish himself as someone that you can rely on. We see this happen with a lot of running backs that operate on early downs, can be efficient on the ground, but then when the team falls behind, they come off the field and where's their fantasy production? It's nowhere to be found. And remember, the Colts are going to come out with Jonathan Taylor and run the football down the Texans' throats. Like, this isn't a game where we're going to see high profiling passing attacks. We're going to see, I mean, most likely just based on how we've seen this matchup play out in the past, the Colts are going to get a lead. They're going to run the football with Jonathan Taylor and the Texans are going to have to play catch up. And that type of game script and game flow doesn't favor Damian Pierce to hit his peak in terms of fantasy production. Now, he's still going to see, you know, 10 to 15 touches that mostly come in rushing attempts. Yeah. And so there is some type of floor that he's going to offer, but if this is like the breakout game you think for Damian Pierce, I think you're just being a little too bullish on him and kind of just based on where you got him in draft cap. I mean, we're talking about potentially benching someone like a Breece Hall. You know, he was drafted ahead of Damian Pierce and he was a rookie too that people were excited about. It's okay to be excited about Damian Pierce, but also have some restraints in week one with this particular player. So I'm with Debro here as well. Definitely don't want to be as bullish on Damian Pierce if I have some other alternatives.
Excited restraint. If that's not an oxymoron, I don't know what is. Now we're going to bring back one of our favorite games from yesteryear. Who should I start? And of course, this is run by our Who Should I Start tool over at fantasypros.com/start. It's free. Did you hear that? It's free. So if you've got two players you're trying to decide, why not get some expert opinions? So go to fantasypros.com/start and you can get them against the Who Should I Start tool. And let's start with two running backs here, one of which was already mentioned. So I'm pushing the envelope with David Montgomery or Eli Mitchell of the San Francisco 49ers. Same game, D-Bro. Who would you rather start here, Eli Mitchell or David Montgomery?
Oh, it's Mitchell. I already told you the poo-poo case for David Montgomery, and I'm sticking with it.
The poo-poo is strong. How about you, Erickson, David Montgomery or Eli Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Elijah Mitchell here. When he was healthy at the second half of last year for the 49ers, he saw carry totals of 27, 21, 21, 22, 27, 27, 17, and 11, 83 rushing yards per game. You want to draft the running back on the team that's supposed to win with the good offense versus the running back on the team that's going to lose on the bad offense. So Elijah Mitchell over David Montgomery for me as well.
Your moment of zen, everybody. The experts agree for what it's worth. 53%. It's a little closer than I thought it would be, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
53% for
Montgomery. Volume zealots are out there.
I know. Oh, I love the word zealot.
They're going to fall on that pseudo sword fast, man.
All right. Let's do another one. Another one of the guy. I love this because we did this separately. So when the guys come with their takes, it's amazing that this I picked out yesterday. Okay. Before the guys even started to put their names in. Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Damian Pierce? I mean, this feels pretty easy right now, right, D-Bro?
Oh, yeah. This is so easy, man. It's CEH. Okay. Hands down. Not even close.
I can't believe it all came together. See, this is from working together so much. We have that symbiosis. Is that what it is? Did I use that word properly? I hope so. All right. So here you go. CEH, we all know why. All right, I'm going to put it to you now. The three down back, or the guy that we don't know how CEH necessarily is going to come out of this offense. Maybe Patrick Mahomes decides he just wants to throw the ball all day. Erickson, would you take the three downs of Dameon Pierce or the unknown upside of Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Well, I think we don't know if it's going to be three downs of Dameon Pierce. And that's really why I think that Edwards-Helaire is the early down starter for a high-powered Chief offense. Dameon Pierce, the early down starter for the Texans offense. I'm going to lean toward Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fair enough. 78%. This one's smashed, by the way. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the experts are on in the Who Should I Start tool. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about FanDuel. Football season is here, and if you've never bet on the NFL before, there's never been a better time to give FanDuel Sportsbook a shot. Because right now, you can sign up, place your first real money wager of $5, and receive $150 in free bets instantly, regardless if your bet wins or loses. That's right, you'll get $150 in free bets regardless of the outcome. FanDuel gives you so many bets to choose from. There are same-game parlay bets, player props, futures, and so much more. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up at FanDuel.com/FP150 and receive your $150 win side credits after you place a $5 wager in any market. It's a no-brainer heading into week one of the NFL. That's FanDuel.com/FP150. Louisiana, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants to help, call 1-877-770-STOP. New York customers, for help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. New Jersey, Illinois, Virginia, and Pennsylvania customers, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 3 West Virginia customers, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. Iowa customers, if you or someone you know needs a gambling treatment, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Tennessee customers, for problem gambling support, call or text Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. Michigan customers, gambling problems, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Arizona customers, gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. Connecticut customers, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants to help, call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Indiana customers, for help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Colorado and Wyoming customers, gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, let's go to the wide receivers position here and talk about some names that are worthy of starting. So let's take the good first with Andrew Erickson. Who are the names that you're excited about starting this week?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Darnell Mooney here. So his ECR is wide receiver 27. I have him wide receiver 25. So in the back end of the fantasy wide receiver 2 range, and just because Darnell Mooney is a alpha wide receiver. Last year, he was 5th in route participation, 8th in target share. From week 11 onward, he failed to catch 5 passes only one time in 8 games played. So I understand that the matchup with the 49ers and their pass rush is not good. It's not great. I think the 49ers, their secondary is probably their weakest spot. So I see an opportunity for Mooney there. And when Justin Fields does eventually throw the ball and get a pass off, it's going to Darnell Mooney. Like, that's where it's going here. So I think people maybe are a little too afraid to start Mooney, but I'm looking at his usage and it's elite. So I'm not going to fade that even in a tougher matchup. Justin Fields is going to complete passes and they're going to go to Darnell Mooney. So I like Mooney there. And then my second guy is Jerry Jeudy here, ECR wide receiver 28. I have him at wide receiver 26. Now, I couldn't put Sutton here because it's obviously always starting Cortland Sutton. But Jerry Jeudy, what he did last year, he did at least show that he could command targets. 21% target rate per route run last season was highest on the Denver Broncos. They kept him out of the preseason, so we know that he has a locked and loaded role as a top wide receiver on the Denver Broncos. It's really just him and Cortland Sutton that I think are really competing for the targets. You know, Albert Okwuegbunam's role is still kind of up in the air. We're just still not sure how much of a factor he's going to play in the passing game in this new look offense. So I feel good about Jeudy and the Seattle Seahawks secondary. They're starting rookie Tariq Woolen, who basically got drafted because he's fast. Like not because he's like a, you know, he's very decorated in terms of his ability to shade coverage. Like, Jerry Jeudy could put the hips on this dude with the wheels and just be wide open by like 10 yards down the field. So I like Jerry Jeudy.
Okay, so Jerry Jeudy is one, and the other is Darnell Mooney. Who's the one that you want to dig a little deeper into this week in terms of the start?
So for me, it's Elijah Moore. So ECR, wide receiver 31. or excuse me, yeah, ECR wide receiver 31. I have him right there as well at wide receiver 31. It's just because the matchup is brutal. Like, the Baltimore Ravens don't have just, like, one good cornerback. They have, like, multiple good cornerbacks, you know, from the slot, from the perimeter, all around. But I'm just buying into Elijah Moore's talent. I think that this dude is downright nasty. 24% target rate per route run last year. And you look at his last six games played, wide receiver 2 overall would have been a top 5 in terms of points per game average. And then you're adding in Joe Flacco to the equation. Oh, no. Is that good? Yes. That is good. 8 catches, 141 yards, and a touchdown on 9 targets in Joe Flacco's one start last year against another strong defense, the Miami Dolphins. So I also want to give some credit to our friend of the show, Graham Barfield, tweeted this out yesterday. 42 attempts for Joe Flacco last season, 13 went to Elijah Moore for a 31% target share. So again, same thing with Darnell Mooney. Matchup's not great, but Elijah Moore, when Joe Flacco drops back the throw, that's where it's going. And I think Elijah Moore is talented enough to beat even some of these Ravens corners who are basically all coming off injuries. So I'm not as concerned as if they were all in peak condition coming off of, you know, great seasons. They're all coming off injuries. So I'm going to bet on Elijah Moore and the talent here and the volume that's coming his way in this particular matchup.
Yeah, and look, Marlon Humphrey, all of those guys, there's a lot of talent there. And Kyle Hamilton, you know, young safety also. But here's the thing. This would speak a lot, right? I think, Derek, to Elijah Moore's status in the fantasy community. Like, he's ranked right on that fringe of a flex play. Basically, that's where he is right now. But if he excels here with Joe Flacco in this game, yet again, when he's given the opportunity against a good defense, this would go a very long way, I think, to the confidence level of fantasy owners for the rest of the season to just kind of leave Elijah Moore in their lineups as a wide receiver 3 rest of season because he has the upside for more. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And Erickson talked about the talent. I mean, we're looking at a wide receiver that was 9th in win rate, 15th in win rate versus man. And Baltimore historically, now Martindale's not there anymore, but they historically run a lot of man. And if they move Moore into the slot, Kyle Fuller is doo-doo butter. So I think that Moore can have a really good game here.
Yeah, he's a turnstile. There's no doubt about that. and I think we also should point out as well, too, that some of the local beat reporters and things that I know I've been hearing in the tri-state area, too, is that this guy's just always open. And every practice they're talking about, like, the guy's just open, period. So that's an important thing. I mean, even when Zach Wilson does return, keep that in mind that this is a player that, you know, has a lot of opportunity. And I know people are excited about Garrett Wilson. He's a great prospect, but Elijah Moore right now is that guy, I think, on the Jets you could feel really good about in fantasy. And that's saying something. It's hard to say those words. It's like one little cartoon bubble outside my mouth that I just said it. Let's talk about the opposite end. Let's flip the script here. Andrew Erickson, give me a wide receiver that you don't feel good about starting this week and why.
Amari Cooper is ECR wide receiver 33. I have him ranked as wide receiver 38. I think this Carolina Panthers defense is really solid. I think it's just underrated across the board. Last year against wide receivers, 4th fewest receiving yards and 3rd fewest targets per game allowed to the wide receiver position. And that was out without J.C. Horn for the majority of the season. You know, J.C. Horn is back. And in the limited sample we saw from him last year, he allowed 1 catch in 3 games played. His yards per route covered 0.09. ranked number 1 among cornerbacks last year. So if we have J.C. Horn matching up with Amari Cooper, I could just see Jacoby Brissett being like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it to David Njoku. Like, I don't need this right now. I'm just going to go to the tight end, my security blanket. It'll be fine. Cooper typically plays worse in the outdoor environment versus indoors. His splits are very bad. And I just don't know how effective Cooper's going to be with Brissett under center in general. You know, we've seen Cooper basically put up middling wide receiver 2 fringe wide receiver 1 production in a high-powered Dak Prescott indoor offense, and now we're taking away all of those great factors and variables, and basically it's a downgrade across the board. So Amari Cooper's kind of in that prove it to me. It's like, hey, like, you need to go out and produce under all these circumstances to give me confidence to start you. And just in this particular matchup, like Cleveland versus Carolina, there's no fireworks here. It's just a Baker Mayfield revenge game, which is probably just going to get overblown anyway. So I'm going to leave Cooper on the bench.
Yeah, so many revenge narratives in week 1. Oh, it's so much. It's so fun. Let's talk about another guy who's on your list. And I think, honestly, Andrew, spoiler alert, I think we're going to fight about this one.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Agreed. We definitely are. So Brandon Ayuk, ECR, wide receiver 38. I have him at wide receiver 41. I'm just concerned about the pass volume for the 49ers in this particular matchup. Look, they're playing the Chicago Bears. I think the 49ers realize that they don't need to do a lot to beat the Bears here. If they're going to run the football with Elijah Mitchell, we talked about him. We like the running game for the 49ers. I don't see why they would need to extend themselves to like make Trey Lance. Okay, we're going to drop back and throw 35 times with Trey Lance. They don't need to do that in this matchup. I don't think the Bears are going to be pushing the narrative to force the 49ers to have to throw the ball more. So I'm concerned between Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, if he is healthy, and Brandon Ayuk, if all three can get there. I'm just concerned that Ayuk's not going to get the passing volume, even though the talent is definitely there for Ayuk.
See, Derek Brown, I'm looking on the other end, which is Kittle's dealing with a groin injury. Yep. I think that this is an opportunity here to let Trey Lance kind of go out there and be Trey Lance, because you can make some mistakes against the Chicago defense and get away with it. So why not take some shots? Why not give the kid some reps in an environment where you pretty much think you're going to have this game in tow anyway? So I like Ayuk actually as a flex play this week, as a guy that I feel pretty good about. What do you think? Let's break the tie here. How do you feel about Ayuk starting or sitting him this week?
I'm with you, Joe. I mean, I'm on the Ayuk bandwagon for this week. And Chicago, Jalen Johnson's really good, but Ayuk maybe sees him, what, 50% of the time?
Maybe.
The other side of the field, Kyler Gordon is looking like he's going to play the slot. That means Kendall Vildor. You want to talk about turnstile corners? That's a guy we're going to be talking about all year for as long as he holds the starting job.
Even at the might not be that long.
It might not. It might just be like week one or to halftime when Ayuk burns him for a deep score. Hell, maybe two. I get Erickson's worry about the passing volume, but
sure.
Ayuk all camp, and we've seen out of Trey Lance, he's going to push the ball down the field. We saw that last year in a small sample. He pushes the ball down the field. Ayuk can get six targets, and he takes two of them deep. He could still pay off. So I'm with Ayuk, and I like his upside, actually, this week.
Okay, so the guys that Andrew wants to start, Darnell Mooney, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, we're all in agreement on those. Amari Cooper is the guy that Andrew wants to sit. We are disagreeing, though. Andrew is sitting Brandon Ayuk. Debro and I are rolling the dice and looking for the upside. Let's play a little. Who should I start at wide receiver, boys? Let's go check this out here. Let's try Amon-Ra St. Brown against the Eagles or Juju Smith-Schuster against the Arizona Cardinals. Who would you rather start? Andrew, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I have these guys ranked back-to-back, and I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown here. That's the guy that I want in this particular matchup. Now, both guys are playing in pretty attractive spots in terms of shootout potential from both games. Both guys are playing in dome conditions. But I look at this Eagles defense, and it just screams like, hey, we don't want to give up the big play, but you can have as many completions underneath as you want. And for Jared Goff, I'm like, dude, this means Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to get like 10 targets in this game. Like last year, the Eagles gave up the 11th worst completion percentage of all time, the highest completion percentage in the league last year, 11th all time. And that just plays right into the hands of guys like Swift, St. Brown, and TJ Hawkinson. Like they are willing to give up completions. So even though they have Darius Slay, they have James Bradbury, that doesn't matter because they're just willing to give up. Oh yeah, just catch the ball four yards downfield and we'll tackle you. Like that's the defense they like to play. And I think that St. Brown's going to eat for that reason. I feel better about his situation versus Juju, where we just haven't seen it yet. And we heard, we talked about Patrick Mahomes coming out and saying it's going to be frustrating for fantasy with these Chiefs receivers. Yeah. It's going to be a different guy every week. And, you know, Smith-Schuster, I think, is going to probably see the most of Byron Murphy, who I don't think that he's a world beater in any way, but I think he's better than the other corners that the Arizona has on the perimeter. So if Smith-Schuster's more in the slot, I think that his matchup's not as advantageous as it is for some of the other Chiefs receivers.
I'm with Amon-Ra St. Brown as well. Debro, you want to make it a three-way sweep here?
Oh, yeah. It's easy, Amon-Ra. Like, I agree with every one of Erickson's points, and I absolutely agree with the fact that Byron Murphy is good, and Juju's not going to have a big game here.
All right, 57% of experts agree with us, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Should be higher.
According to the tool. It should be higher. Yep. Damn it. All right, let's go. How about another one here? Tyler Lockett versus Drake London. Derek, I know this one kind of hits you right in the cockles of your heart. Drake London here against, you know, old, uninspiring Tyler Lockett with Geno Smith at quarterback. But in all honesty, in this environment in week one, who would you rather start, Lockett or London?
My cockles are strong, sir. Thank you very much. All right. I actually disagree. I disagree with this one. I don't want Lockett in my starting lineup. I get the upside that he could present, but Geno Smith versus this Denver Broncos secondary and passing, I mean, the defensive pass rush, I don't want any part of that smoke. I think that Drake London is going to have to put up points. And the thing is that, yes, it's still up in the air whether he's going to play. We're assuming, obviously, we're putting him in here that he's going to play. But Atlanta's going to sit there and have to pass the ball. They're going to have to, because I could tell you one thing. They will not be able to run the ball against the New Orleans Saints defensive line. That's not going to happen. So, yeah, give me targets for Drake London here.
Same thing for you, Erickson. Is it London over Lockett for you or the other way?
It's close for me. It's really a situation where I don't feel great about starting either guy specifically in week one. If London wasn't dealing with like the injury, I'd probably feel better because I feel like he can make a lot. The thing with London is he's so good with the ball in his hands that I would feel less concerned about the quarterback play because like, okay, just get Drake London the ball quickly and then he'll break some tackles. He'll create yards on his own. I just don't know how effective he'll be with that if he's coming off, you know, basically a knee injury. He's wearing a knee sleeve, at least in some of the videos that I've seen. So it's close for me, but Geno Smith, I just can't like buy into him being like a thing for the Seattle Seahawks offense. Even though Lockett was the number one receiver with him in the games that they started, I just think I'd rather roll the dice on an unknown quantity in Drake London. I mean, Tyler Lockett was already like Mr. Boom or Bust with Russell Wilson as his quarterback. And if it was like a better matchup, like if Lockett was playing a worse defense, then maybe I think I'd lean towards Lockett here. But Denver's got a good D across the board. So I guess I'll roll the dice here on Drake London too.
All right. So it doesn't matter what I think because it's already 2-1 if I did. Look, I think Lockett's a little safer because of the London injury. That's all I'll say. I mean, I don't think either really super inspiring. I'm kind of where Andrew is on this one. Like, I love Drake London. It's not close in terms of like, who do I like rest of season? It's week one with the injury, first game in the NFL, a lot of things going on there for Drake London, tough matchup. It's a lot of stuff going on there for him. Lockett to me, that's I think a little bit safer play there against as opposed to London's matchup with Atlanta. All right, let's take a quick break in the action here to tell you about what you need tonight and every single Sunday. Every day football's on. It's Miller Lite, baby. Let's go. Miller Lite is here for you. And it's going to be at your doorstep. All you have to do is go to MillerLite.com/buybeeronline. That's it. That's all you got to do. And boom, the Miller Lite is there. You open the door or you have the Ring camera and you say, thank you very much. I appreciate you dropping this beer off at my house. And then you go and you hang out with your friends. Everybody comes over. Maybe you like the fire pit. You watch it outside. I just got one of those big pop-up screens for the outside so you can watch the games outside. Yeah, baby. And I think I should definitely order some MillerLite.com from Buy Beer Online. There you go. That's what you do. It's 96 calories. You got your friends. You got your football. You can monitor your fantasy teams. And you can thank us for recommending this to you. And you all know everyone's so busy nowadays. Maybe you forget to go to the beer store or whatever the heck you call it, wherever you live. You go to MillerLite.com/buybeeronline, and that's it. That's what you do. That's true, by the way. In some places, they call it the beer store. I've seen this.
That was a new one by me.
No, you haven't heard the beer store is like a thing. Because no, some places like don't sell, like in some states, like some of you can go buy beer in a grocery store. In New Jersey, you can't do that where I live. You can't do that. You have to go to the store.
You can't do that in Texas.
Yeah, in Texas, forget it. That's like, you know, it's like on the trees with the low-hanging fruit that I love so much. By the way, too, everybody hang out because we're going to talk a little bit about the quarterbacks. After that, I got a very exciting contest we're going to say. And again, this is for you to play in and be competitive. And I know all of our listeners love to be competitive. So stick around because we're going to do the 2.0 version of a very fun contest here with all of you. And we want you to be a part of it. But we've got players to talk about first. So I want to jump now to the quarterbacks. Let's play a little who should I start with the guys maybe on the fringe of QB1, especially in the deeper leagues. We've got Matt Ryan in this matchup against the Houston Texans or Trevor Lawrence. Also on the road at the Washington Commanders, Derek Brown, you've got the young upstart year two guy or the old veteran in a new place. Which way are you going for week one?
Give me the upside. I'll go against the tool here. I want the upside of Trevor Lawrence. The Commanders secondary has been bad for more than a minute.
You're supposed to blow what the experts think before we even get there. That's like the end thing where we talk. That's fun. I actually forgot to mention 63% of experts. I'm glad you reminded me. Think Tyler Lockett. They kind of think where I am right now. Just putting that out there. But yes, Matt Ryan right now, 62% of experts think it's him. You're going the other way with Trevor Lawrence. Which way are you going though, Erickson? Are you going with Lawrence or are you going with Ryan?
I'm going with Lawrence. I like the mobility that he offers, a little bit more juice on the ground. So I think that gives him a little bit of an edge over Matt Ryan. Look, the Washington defense, this is what we were targeting all last year. Ranked dead last in terms of fantasy points per game allowed to the quarterback position. And Lawrence threw the ball a ton last year, was horribly inefficient, but the surroundings, his circumstances were horrible. I expect them to throw, if not as much as they did last year, if more. And now everything is better around him. Better offensive line, better weapons. So I think that we're going to see a big step for Lawrence in year two. And I think this is the time to buy in on it right now. Like, people are still kind of like waiting to see it from Lawrence, but I saw a development from him even in just the preseason. So I'm excited about this young guy, and I want to start. I would probably start him over Matt Ryan, who I kind of know what I'm going to expect. 200 yards, two touchdowns, you know, okay production. But I think if I had to bet on who would the best chance of someone sneaking to the top 12 and like being a difference maker this week, I think it'd be Trevor Lawrence for me.
This is tough for me because they're back-to-back in ECR, and I love both of these guys. And I think in Superflex, these are two really good options, actually, to be rolling out there. But I would take the safer Matt Ryan first thing out of the gate. I do believe that Jacksonville is going to improve. I think we're heading in the right direction. Again, and I'm taking the Pat Fitzmaurice show-me-first approach here when it comes to week one. And I hope Lawrence does show, but I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. So I'm with the experts on this one, so I'm in the minority. That's fine. Let's go to the Superflex world. Let's do a little low-end QB2. Davis Mills in that same game against Matt Ryan, or Mitch Trubisky against the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, let's go here. Andrew Erickson, these guys are right back-to-back in ECR too. Who would you rather roll out there as your QB2 in a super flex if you had to?
I'm going with Trubisky, and I know that's going to make Debro absolutely sick to his stomach, but I like Trubisky. Surprised. I like Trubisky's mobility, and he has good weapons. Like, the Steelers have a lot of good offense. Like, the offensive line isn't good, but he's got Deontay Johnson. He's got Chase Claypool, George Pickens, Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth. Like, there's a lot of good pieces here on the Steelers offense that Trubisky's really never really had. Like, he's had Allen Robinson as a receiver before, but besides that, he's never really been loaded with a ton of weapons. So if he's going to have to be running around behind a patchwork offensive line, I think he could score a lot more fantasy points than people are giving credit for. So I'll go with Trubisky, especially in these two quarterback leagues where you're trying to shoot for upside. You're not really worried about, like, okay, Davis Mills got 12 points. Like, I'm willing to take a risk with Trubisky.
All right. All right. No risk it, no biscuit here. Where are you going, Trubisky or Davis Mills, Debro?
I'm going to go Trubisky on this one. So again, I don't want to give foreshadowing on the percentages because, you know,
I mean, this is supposed to be a fun show here where we then talk about what we think and then what the experts think. And, you know, you're just ruining the fun. That's all. You're a fun killer.
That's all. I mean, look, put it this way. If you want fun, you don't want to go with Davis Mills this week. He was terrible in the game and a half he played against the Colts last year. Yards per attempt. The secondary has improved over the offseason. They got Gilmore. They said bye-bye to aging Xavier Rhodes. I think Davis Mills is going to have a tough, tough time this week. So give me Trubisky, as gross as that sounds.
Let's make it 3-for-3. I'm with you guys on Trubisky. We are in the vast minority, though, because the Davis Mills love knows no boundaries. 82%. 82? Oh. Really? 82%.
It's the neck. It's the neck, man. People just love the long neck look for Davis Mills. But look,
Mitch Trubisky, handsome fella. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at the two pictures here. I don't know. I don't get
it. Yeah, but did you see the video where he's talking about Let's Ride? I'm sorry. Steelers social media was late to the party on that. Like, they should have never put that out. Maybe that's factoring in here. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, time is ticking for Mitch Trubisky, too. So I think there's a little bit of that, like, hey, I better go out there and just leave it all out of the line. I kind of like that week one.
That video was ultimate cringe. It was like Brian Kelly type of video.
Oh, God.
All right. So I teased it before, so let's get to it. We are having this year at Fantasy Pros, this is very exciting, a touchdown contest. Now, we did this last year, but we're going to basically expand this here for everybody else. If you guys listen to the baseball show with me, it's a lot like the thing we do with the home run contest where we give away free stuff. It's super cool. We're going to give away weekly prizes. We're going to give away an end of the year prize also. So if you want to compete here against other people who love fantasy football, just like you, in this really fun little competition, here's what you do. You're going to go and be a subscriber to Fantasy Pros. That way you can go to fantasypros.com/chat and join our Discord, which is super awesome. Anyway, to participate, head over to our Discord. Again, that's fantasypros.com/chat. Then what you do is you click on the touchdown calls channel and then follow the instructions in there. So weekly winners, whoever calls the touchdowns correctly, you can pick and see all there and how it all works and how many you have to pick and all that stuff, who your players you think are going to score a touchdown this week. It's super easy and it's super fun. We're going to give away a $25 gift card to the Fantasy Pros store and the season-long winner. So if you call the most touchdowns in 18 weeks, wins a signed Stephon Diggs jersey for what? Just for hanging out and picking touchdowns every week. I mean, this sounds pretty awesome. So a Diggs jersey to the winner overall, a 25 weekly gift card over to our Fantasy Pro store. You can get some amazing shirts and hats and hoodies, all kinds of cool stuff there. And there's going to be a weekly bonus flex spot with double the amount of touchdowns that player scores each week. So you'll be able to have a chance to make up ground if you, you know, didn't do too well in the contest. But this is all going down at fantasypros.com/chat in our Discord. It's where AMA channels are. It's where the stages is. It's where an amazing community of fantasy football is growing every single day. We have literally thousands of people there. We want you to be part of this. We want you to join the touchdown contest. We're going to be in it too. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. So go check it out again at fantasypros.com/chat and check out the touchdown calls channel to see how it all goes and let's win some stuff, man. Free money, free stuff. I love free stuff. It's so much better than the stuff I have to pay for. Let's go to the tight ends here and let's talk about the one that we're fading in the top 12, top 10, the tight end one that we don't feel so great about. Who you got for me, Erickson, in this list?
Yeah, so I cheated because I feel pretty comfortable about the top right. 10 tight ends because you're really going with mostly the guy you drafted. You're going to start the guy that you drafted for the most part. So tight end 13 at ECR is Hunter Henry. And it's really just because Hunter Henry caught a bunch of touchdowns last year. Like, that's really why, you know, he was ranked and drafted where he was. He had a 14% target share. Not great. Seven of his games, he was a top 12 tight end. Other eight games, he was outside the top 18. So typical boomer bust, touchdown dependent guy. And in this particular matchup against the Dolphins, so Miami last year, 31st in terms of red zone targets faced to the tight end position. So it's just, I'm betting on this not being a game where Henry scores a touchdown. I don't like the outlook for Mac Jones in the passing attack. All of the Patriots' offensive weapons, except for Ty Montgomery, are healthy. And that poses problems for, okay, if Mac Jones does throw one touchdown, like, who's it going to go to? Like, there's like four, five, six different guys that it could potentially go to. And if it doesn't go to Henry, then you're sunk at the tight end position. I think there's way better options on the waiver wire that you could go to. There's a bunch of guys I'd rather start: Njoku, Albert O, Irv Smith, Everett, even Tyler Higbee. Like, there's a bunch of other guys I'd rather start than Hunter Henry this week. So I'm fading him as tight end 13.
Over Tyler Higbee? Bro.
He's going to be on the field.
He's always on the field. He doesn't do anything. I've had it with the Tyler Higbee stuff. I had it there.
Yeah.
You had me up until Tyler Higbee.
He's already played.
It's already happened. I'm probably
he's already put up a zero for your lineup.
He probably has 30 points here. All right. Let's go to you, D-Bro. Let's see if you play within the rules that I've set forth or no. Not for you.
I did. I got a guy that snuck in there.
Someone respects me mildly. Thank you.
Well,
I said
mildly is that's right. The key word. Now, to be fair, Erickson and I both go to the ranks immediately and we're like, where's Mike Gesicki? Can we say Mike Gesicki? And Mike Gesicki wasn't in the top 12, sadly, but don't play him either. But the guy that did sneak into the top 12, Cole Kmet, ECR tight end 12. He is my tight end 16. Again, San Francisco's really good versus running backs and tight ends. They were fifth in DVOA, second lowest receiving yardage allowed last year, and the lowest, or what? No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Correction. Fifth lowest receptions allowed. I need to apparently up the font, old eyes here. Yes.
My font is at 150% on the show sheets and all transparently. Like, I am one step away from, you know, the phones with the giant numbers. That's where I'm trending pretty soon. That's definitely
gonna Braille on your computer or something like that. Oh man, but yeah, don't play Cole Kmet. There's
is
no
this
way.
My He's microphone is this where I am? Oh, okay, no. Sorry.
Here we've gone.
Go ahead, Cole Kmet. Tell me why we shouldn't start him. Anything else? That's enough. You had more?
No, that's enough. I mean, I threw enough shade, I think.
All right, that's fair. All right, no, thank you for playing within the rules. Let's play a little who should I start with the tight ends using our tool at Fantasy Pros, Hunter Henry or Albert Okwuegbunam. Andrew Erickson, we know your answer, I believe, correct?
That is correct. I'm going with Albert Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam. How about you, Derek Brown? Where are you going, Hunter Henry or Albert O?
3-for-3, baby. Albert Okwuegbunam. Going to the starting lineup.
No. I'm playing Hunter Henry. I'm taking my Hunter Henry automatic touchdown for Mac Jones.
Automatic, I think that might be the only automatic, touchdown to score. Yeah.
Okay. Automatic, not going to happen.
Look, let me tell you this. I am kind of with you guys, though. I am definitely fading the Patriots this week. I like the Dolphins. I even like the Dolphins D.
Wait, hold up. Saying, let's back this up. You said you just Henry faded touchdown. The Patriots, but you're picking Hunter Henry.
I can fade the Patriots and still say, is Hunter Henry possibly to
if
catch a touchdown?
If anyone's scoring a touchdown, yeah. It's Ramondre. That's what's happening
yes.
here.
Yes, Mondre season.
I can't wait for Monday morning. I cannot wait to come back and see. But like, look, I'm even looking at the Dolphins. This is like a interesting defense in DFS this week. But yep. I keep looking at it. Like, I want tight ends who have that red zone upside.
You shouldn't play Hunter Henry. Yeah, that's all I heard.
I'm not going to play Hunter Henry. I'm just saying if I had to pick these two guys this week, I would play Hunter Henry this week. Again, I need to see it with Albert O. I want to see it. That's what I want to see. I want to see the starts of the week. I'm going to go ahead first here, finally. Christian Kirk against Washington. He is a must-start for me this week. You look at the volume that he showed you already that he was flashing in preseason, an enormous potential target share, a weak secondary with Washington. I know a lot of people drafted Kirk late, so they're kind of unsure when to start him. This is a week to start him. In fact, I would be starting him a lot of weeks. So to me, this is a guy I want in my lineup as a wide receiver three in deeper leagues, as a flex play in other leagues. In full PPR, I feel good. In half, I feel good, too. I think he even has some touchdown equity this week. So Christian Kirk, my start of the week. D-Bro, who's your start of the week?
I love that pick, Joe. You got the outline before me, sir. I would have picked him. So
the advantages of making the outline. Just putting it out there.
Going back to the Trevor Lawrence lup, another reason is to play him this week. But another guy that you drafted maybe aggressively in the offseason, you need to plug him into your lineups this week. Kadarius Toney, baby. We talked about this, Joe, yesterday in Discord. I talked about this. He is the reason. The reason you play him is because Tennessee is one of the worst teams against the slot. Toney is going to see time there. Elijah Molden was terrible last year. I have his ECR. ECR has him as wide receiver 42. He is my wide receiver 36 with upside four more. If we're going to talk about touchdown calls this week, Toney would be mine.
That's a good one. I like that. I'm in on Toney, especially when you look for upside in the flex this week. Well, the thing with Toney, we said it last night, which is, when he's healthy. Well, we think he's healthy right now, so play him because you have an opportunity to. Speaking of which, Erickson, that brings us to your start of the week.
Yeah, and if we're talking about touchdowns, this man is overdue for touchdown. Miles Sanders, running back 20 for me. ECR running back 30. Guys, he is playing the Detroit Lions this week. Number one matchup per PFF's offensive line, defensive line matchup chart. Look, Miles Sanders is efficient every time he rushes the football. He's the RB1 in the offense when he's healthy. During the preseason, when the starters were out there, Jalen Hurts and company, A.J. Brown, who was the running back that was also out there on every single down? It was Miles Sanders. He's the starting running back. And if he's healthy, he's going to be full go, and he's going to run all over the Lions defense. So, Miles Sanders, if you got him in round 8, you know, these opportunities don't come up that often, that he's healthy and he has a good matchup, that you don't need him to necessarily get receptions to get you fantasy production. So, the time is now. Start Miles Sanders.
All right, my sit of the week is going to be Garrett Wilson against the Baltimore Ravens. I like Elijah Moore. I'm in there. But as much as I love the talent of Garrett Wilson, this is not a great theoretical matchup. I don't know how many targets he's going to see. I don't have enormous faith in Joe Flacco. I know, shocking. I hear you. So I think Garrett Wilson is one of these guys that's going to take a little while to grow into a role here. But I don't think week one out of the gate is where I want to start him. I think I'd rather take some shots on certainly guys like Christian Kirk, but even some of those one-off guys like the Mecole Hardmans or MVSs, and maybe I get lucky and I pick the right one. I kind of lean that way with the upside of the offense of the Kansas City Chiefs or somewhere like that than necessarily the upside of the offense with the Jets, because I don't think there is one. Derek Brown, who's your sit of the week?
It's got to be Michael Thomas, and this is assuming he plays versus Atlanta. They've upgraded their outside corners. A.J. Terrell was already that dude last year, and they added Casey Hayward, who in DP's zone-heavy scheme, he proved he still had gas in the tank last year. And last time we saw Thomas, over 65-70% of his routes would be outside. That's how I'm projecting him in this game. He is my wide receiver 32. ECR has him at wide receiver 27. It's a little bit too much for me.
Okay. It's funny. You are the fourth analyst now in 2 days. We had Rich Rebar on with Pat. They were all in the show me first Michael Thomas kind of stage. Erickson talked about it today on the live stream on our YouTube channel, and you're talking about it now too. So a lot of people are warning you, if you have some other options, you might want to take him as opposed to Michael Thomas. And look, if he performs well, great. Then you can start to feel really confident in this tough matchup, because after that, then you just leave him alone potentially. All right, Erickson, for you, who is the sit of the week?
For me, it's Damien Harris at the Miami Dolphins, running back 39 for me. He's ECR RB 27, so he's pretty high up there with their ECR, and I just don't like, I don't see what the appeal is at all with Damien Harris. It's not like the Dolphins are a easy defense to run on. They have a strong defense at every single level, secondary, linebacker, and at the defensive line. I'd say their defensive line is probably honestly their strongest part of their defense, and you're splitting snaps with Ramondre Stevenson. If they fall behind, who's involved as a receiver? We talked about it already. I think it's going to be Ramondre Stevenson here. The last time we saw them play in Miami, they fell behind. Damien Harris had 37 rushing yards. Like, that's what you're kind of looking at here with Harris. I think that he's got to score a touchdown. And like I said before, I don't know how many touchdowns the Patriots are going to score. And for me to confidently say it's going to be Harris and not Stevenson or someone else, I really don't want to start any Patriots players this week. Stevenson would be probably the only guy I would, if I had to play someone, he would be my option.
Okay, let's go to Flex Appeal. This is a player that we think is a good dart throw for the flex spot this week. And mine, of course, is Brandon Ayuk, because I like to tweak Andrew Erickson. But in all fairness, I didn't know Andrew was so down on Brandon Ayuk. I think this is a good opportunity here. I think there's going to be a lot of weeks where I'm really excited about Ayuk. I'm excited against the Bears secondary. I'm excited because, once again, I think you can take some shots with Trey Lance. Let him start to get those reps and let him start to feel confident. It's the perfect opportunity. You can make mistakes and get away with it against the Bears. You can't do that necessarily against the Rams. So to me, Ayuk is a guy that I would start, especially if this continues to go in a negative way, potentially for any health regarding George Kittle, because I don't know if you need George Kittle on the field to beat the Bears. If he is not in this game, Ayuk definitely wheels up. D-Bro, who's your flex appeal guy of the week?
Patrick Mahomes is talking about it's going to be a weekly battle as far as who's going to lead the team in targets. And I'm telling you, it's going to be MVS in week one. The Cardinals outside corners are terrible. Travion Mullen, they have now in town, is not good. Marco Wilson gave up an astounding 8 receiving touchdowns last year in coverage. And for all you listening at home, just know that's not good at all. So I think MBS is going to burn him deep for at least one score.
Erickson, who's got flex appeal for you this week?
I would have had MVS as mine, but D-Bro beat me to the sheet.
You got to the show sheet late.
Early bird gets the worm here.
Yeah, early bird gets the worm. So I'm going to pivot, go to a New Orleans Saints rookie wide receiver, Chris Olave, against the Atlanta Falcons. So he's at wide receiver 43 in ECR, also in my rankings. You know, it's just kind of playing off. If Michael Thomas is coming back, not 100%, is being locked up by A.J. Terrell, that opens up opportunities for other Saints receivers to make plays. And I think Chris Olave's calling card coming out of Ohio State was, this dude's NFL ready. Like, he can hit the ground running. I don't expect there to be a lot of, he needs to ramp up to get acclimated to the speed. No, he's ready to go. And if Michael Thomas is slow out the gates, I think Olave's going to eat early on. So I like Olave there as an upside flex play.
And maybe next week, Andrew, instead of going to brunch and polo shopping, maybe instead you get to the show sheet a little sooner.
The show sheet.
I'm just saying, just a little sooner.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's hit our listener mailbag, which is also from, guess what, our Discord. So again, fantasybros.com/chat. I'm telling you, it's a place to be. It's a fun place. So many championships won last year from the conversations we had with our listeners there, and teams that were bad teams, we willed to playoff runs. It was amazing last year. This is from Vernie. Vernie wants to know, who would you start week one in the flex half PPR? Our options are Ramondre Stevenson, Breece Hall, Rashad Penny, and MVS. Erickson, let's start with you. Who would you start one of these guys half PPR? Stevenson, Hall, Penny, or MVS?
I think for me, if it's a floor ceiling, so for like a floor, I'd probably go with Rashad Penny because I feel pretty comfortable about his volume he's going to get in that Seattle game. Don't expect much from Kenneth Walker. And even if Seattle is losing, they're just going to feed the running backs because that's just what they do. But if I'm, you know, an underdog, I'm facing a team that's just absolutely stacked. And, you know, Valdez-Scantling plays a little bit later. Like, both these guys play not at the 1 o'clock window. So if you need to get points like ASAP, like you're behind, MVS, I think, is the ceiling shot. You know, D-Bro talked about him already, but I mean, I could definitely see him having a massive game. But in classic MVS fashion, big games are also usually accompanied by zeros, very commonly.
Yeah, and huge drop. He's going to get open. Derek Brown's right.
Captain Frying Pan Hands himself.
The Frying Pan Hands might make an appearance. I'm going Penny here in the half PPR, too. If this was full, maybe I would roll the dice with MVS. But I'm going to play it safe week one. I'm going to take the touches of Penny. How about you, D-Bro?
Derrickson approved, baby. I agree with everything Erickson laid out. Everything.
Okay.
I'm going to go with MVS. I want the upside shot. If you're going to the floor, it's Penny. But give me this upside, man, because I think MVS is the kind of player this week that could win you the week from the flex.
All right. Now, I want to remind everybody, too. I'm laying this out there for you. It's very simple. Here's your path to greatness, your path to free stuff, your path to winning fantasy championships. Fantasypros.com/offers. You go, you make a deposit. You take the 6 free months you're getting of the premium product. You upload all your teams to My Playbook. Then when you're on the My Playbook, you can use, obviously, the Start Sit Assistant. You can use all the tools we have in My Playbook. And then you go to fantasypros.com/chat, join Discord, and hang out, and go to What the Touchdown contest that we've got going there. So you're going to find that channel. It's hashtag touchdown Calls channel. I know it's a crazy name. And every week we're giving away a $25 gift card to the FP store. And the winner overall in the year is going to win a signed Stephon Diggs jersey. That is pretty awesome. So go check it out. All the information's in there. So I've laid it out for you. It's a very simple thing to do. You're going to be playing DFS. You're going to make some wagers anyway. You might as well get all the Fantasy Pros tools at the same time. FantasyPros.com/offers. Join the Discord. Call us and say, hey, I joined the Discord. Let's hang out and we'll come over and we'll get some Miller Lite as well because we love the Miller Lite. Let's go, baby. It's Miller time. Get that Miller Lite. Get on it. Oh, I can't even get the hat on because it folded on itself. All right, I got the hat. Let's go. Now it's time for MillerLite.com/buy beer online. 96 calories. That's it for every bottle. It's football. It's friends. It's fantasy. It's Miller Lite. That's what you want. You want to go in there. And again, it delivers to your door. I mean, what's better than that? Beer at your door? I'm in, baby. Let's go. So I'd like to thank the sponsor of today's show, and that is FanDuel. Sign up today at FanDuel.com/FP150 to receive your $150 win site credits after you place a $5 wager in any market. It's a no-brainer heading into week one of the NFL season. Again, sign up today at FanDuel.com/FP150 to receive your $150 and go play some FanDuel today. I hope everybody's enjoyed the first start sit show of the season. We know we're very excited to be here doing this show every single week for you. So we are just getting started. Football is here. We are excited. Let's go, baby. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derrickson, I'm Joey P. We will see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.